Bonjour. Hello, friends at Bellingham Covenant Church. We bring greetings to you from our home here in Lyon, France. It is a delight to be able to connect with you through this medium of communication. We're so grateful to you for your faithful support of Letha and I for almost 40 years of international ministry. Thank you for your prayers and financial support for us and for our family over these past decades. So it's a joy for us to have this opportunity to share with you this morning. Today is Pentecost Sunday, which celebrates the coming of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is celebrated 50 days after Easter Sunday, and it commemorates the descendants of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the other followers of Jesus while they were in Jerusalem celebrating the Feast of Weeks. And all of this is described in the second chapter of Acts. Pastor Don invited us to share with you on this Pentecost Sunday as we celebrate the unity of the global church in and through the Holy Spirit. Letha and I have been following how you in Washington State have been sheltering in place. We ourselves are just emerging from 2 months of confinement in France. On March 17th, President Macron announced a full lockdown for all of France. Borders were closed, and there was a national stay-at-home order that was given out to all of us. 5 times during his speech to the French nation, President Macron used the word guerre. C'est la guerre. This is war. To express the extremity of the situation that the nation and the entire world faces. During the 2 months of confinement, we were allowed to go out once a day for no more than 1 hour, and we could go no further than 1 kilometer from our apartment. That's just a little over half a mile. In our role as regional coordinators for Europe for Serve Globally, Letha and I are the direct liaisons to our partner churches in Europe, and we are responsible for the care and oversight of our Serve Globally personnel serving throughout Europe. And this requires a great deal of travel for us to do our jobs. Our travel schedule came to a screaming abrupt stop. Trips were canceled to Spain, Ukraine, Norway, Sweden, Israel, and even the Covenant annual meeting that was to be held in Phoenix in June has been canceled. In France, everything was closed except grocery stores, pharmacies, hospitals, and bakeries because the French needed to go get their baguette each morning fresh to be able to survive this craziness. This has been a time of uncertainty, fear, and the unknown. We, like you, have been trying to get our heads wrapped around what was happening in the midst of this worldwide pandemic. We felt uncertainty trying to get clear and concise information about the coronavirus, how it spreads, and how we can protect ourselves against it. We felt fear for the safety of our children, Letha's parents, our coworkers, and friends like you. 2 of our children, Katie and Peter, are working in the healthcare field and are at greater risk of exposure. Our older son, Evan, has been working in the fishing industry in Alaska, where all flights were shut down. We have concern for Letha's parents, who are 95 and 90 years of age because their vulnerability to this virus. And we also have friends who have contracted COVID-19, and some of those friends are you. And we've been praying for your full recovery. For Letha and I, the past 2 months of sheltering in place has been a time of waiting, of listening, and of sitting in the presence of Jesus. After the crucifixion and death of Jesus, the disciples went to a house and they sheltered in place. As the disciples were sheltering in place, Jesus showed up. John 20:19-23 in the Message reads as follows. Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but fearful of the Jews, they locked all the doors in the house and sheltered in place. Jesus entered and stood among them and said, "Peace to you." He then showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples, seeing the master with their own eyes, were exuberant. And Jesus repeated his greeting, "Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you." Then he took a deep breath and breathed into them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive someone's sins, they're gone for good. If you don't forgive sins, what are you going to do with them?" The disciples experienced fear, uncertainty, and they chose to shelter in place after Jesus' death. Locked in the house where they hid in fear, their whole world had been turned upside down, and their lives would never be the same as before. They entered a certain fear-filled weight and confinement. In the midst of this, Jesus showed up. Perhaps there are similar experiences that you are feeling right now, just as Jesus showed up for the disciples in that dark moment. Jesus shows up for you and for me right now. Jesus is here among us during this uncertain and disturbing time. Letha and I are finding that Jesus is showing up in deep and wonderful ways in our own lives during this time of confinement. We've been able to engage in consistent, rich, and prolonged time of God's presence during this time of no travel. We're experiencing a rich deepening in our spiritual lives. God has created us to be in community. Yet during this time of COVID-19, we cannot be together with our faith community here in Lyon. And we're experiencing community in new and unique ways that we never have before. We're participating in virtual church services from several locations on Sundays. Each Sunday morning, we join our brothers and sisters at our beloved French Free Church for the morning service, for their morning online service. Then on Sunday afternoon, we join you on the online Sunday service from Bellingham Covenant Church. And let us say that we take off our hats to those who have worked so hard to produce those Sunday morning services. They are excellent. Bravo. And now is our opportunity to share with you. During these 2 months of confinement, we've held optional Zoom calls every afternoon from 4 to 5 with our serve globally personnel throughout Europe. On Mondays, we meet via Zoom with the regional coordinators for Africa, Latin America, Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa, along with our boss, Al Tizan. We've had Zoom calls with our partners ministering in Bulgaria, Romania, Albania, and Greece. This is all new since the outbreak of COVID-19. This crisis is an opportunity to engage with God in new and creative ways. Perhaps there are shifts that are happening in your spiritual life during this extraordinary time, sheltering in place and restricted movement. As I conclude on this Pentecost Sunday, I have 2 questions for you. First, what is God's invitation to you to connect with him in a deeper, more profound way during this time of limited mobility? And second, as you move out of this time of confinement, how can you protect this shift in your spiritual life and not allow it to be swept away with the return of normality and the busyness of life? May each of you be attentive to the nudges and leading of the Holy Spirit in your lives. May you nurture a deeper connection with God the Father, submit to the Lordship of Jesus the Son, and be empowered and liberated by the infilling of the Holy Spirit in each of your lives. Go in peace. Amen.